Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, sponsored by Tobacco Road Golf and Travel. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello and welcome once again to Talking Golf Getaways. We're glad you found us. I'm Mitch Lawrence here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My partner Darren Bunch out there in California. And spring has sprung. April is here, and that means only one thing for golfers around the world. And that, of course, is Augusta and the Masters. We are all happy that that time has come around again. And Darren and I are actually thrilled because we're going to get to talk to someone who is a little bit in the shadow of Augusta, but in their own right, one of the truly great opportunities to experience what Augusta is all about. Darren, we're excited to have Cameron Weeb on us from Champions Retreat outside of Augusta today.
Oh, we always look forward to talking about golf in that part of the country, and I'm sure today will be a lively conversation.
I think it will, and I think there's a lot of people who are going to be interested to find out about Champions Retreat, so we're looking forward to that. We're glad you found us at golfnewsnet.com, of course, on iTunes Podcasts, Audio Boom, Stitcher. You can find Darren on social media, at Getaways Golf on Twitter, and at Golf Getaways on Instagram. You can find me in both places, at Mitch Lawrence. It's LAURANCE. And Darren, before we get to Augusta, let's thank our sponsor and a place that you and I are very partial to, a place we love, and that, of course, is Tobacco Road.
I tell you what, I'm getting ready to make a trip to Tobacco Road. We're going to play Tobacco Road a number of times. We're going to play a couple of the Pinehurst courses, including Pinehurst number 2. We're going to play Mid Pines. We're going to play Southern Pines. We got all kinds of stuff on there, and Tobacco Road Golf and Travel is really the way to go to try to put that type of a trip together.
Well, obviously, like you said, we've been there. We're Big Mike Strand's fans, and these are all places that contribute to the game in the Pinehurst area. There are 20 courses available, and Tobacco Road Golf and Travel, the perfect way to experience the beauty and the diversity of North Carolina golf. Great, great service, affordable pricing. You can get to them, tobaccoroadtravel.com. You can book your next great golf getaway today. All right, let us get to our guest, and as I said, we're thrilled to have him. Cameron Weeb is the general manager at Champions Retreat Golf Club in Evans, Georgia, very close to Augusta. It is the only club in the world featuring three individually designed courses by Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and Jack Nicklaus. Cameron himself, a distinguished resume, former golf pro at the Country Club, the director of golf at St. George's Golf and Country Club in Ontario, Canada, and at the Everglades Club in Palm Beach, Florida, before coming to Champions Retreat in 2015. You can find out more information about Cameron and, of course, Champions Retreat, championsretreat.net online, on Twitter, at Champs Retreat, and on Instagram, at champions.retreat. So a lot of ways you can find out. We'll give you a basis for that today. And Cameron, I know this is just a sick week for you guys at Champions Retreat in terms of how busy you are. And we really, really appreciate you taking a few minutes out to join Darren and I in Talking Golf Getaways. Welcome.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Thanks for taking the time for me. It is a busy time, but none too busy to talk more about it, and we're excited for what's coming our way.
Well, before we dive kind of a little bit into your background and what led you to Champions Retreat, I know you told me that the last couple days have been a really busy time, but these 2 weeks at Champions Retreat and the opportunities that people have to experience great golf by three Hall of Fame designers, do you get any sleep at all?
Absolutely. I try if I can to go home, I change my shirt and I come back, and I'll even lie down in between there. But thanks for asking. It's a busy time. Here in Augusta, Georgia, we're fortunate that we don't just have one season. We have two. The spring season, obviously leading up to the tournament, and then going through what is a great shoulder season extending into summer. And then in the fall, we also benefit from some great weather as we transition from perhaps warmer temperatures into cooler temperatures. So we benefit greatly from two seasons. In fact, the joke here in Augusta is that the two seasons are actually the 1 week during Masters and the other 51 weeks. So depending on who you ask, there's lots of busy time here in town.
That is great. Let's just give people a quick glimpse into what Champions Retreat is about. I wanted to get to your path there, but before we do that, in case they haven't heard, and I'm sure our listeners, there's a lot of them that haven't, because it's a relatively new club in Evans. Just give us a hint about what makes it so special. I mentioned the three iconic players who've designed it. Tell us about Champions Retreat, kind of in a general sense.
Yeah, of course, and you're not wrong. By golf standpoints, we are a relative baby at 11 years old. The club itself, as you've already pointed out, is known most for the three designers, Nicholas Palmer and Player, each of them having put their own touch on 9 holes where they may have collaborated in 18-hole episodes in the past. This is an opportunity for each of them to have their own. So that's our main design feature here at the club. But we're also very fortunate that we have a number of other amenities that support just golf. We have 16 cottages. They're all luxury appointed cottages. If you've looked at our website, some might challenge us to even call them cottages because they're highly appointed luxury homes. But 16 of them, they all have ensuite baths. And then, of course, we take great pride in our food and beverage. You know, we joke here on property, if you've left hungry or thirsty, you've done it wrong. So we've taken the time to make sure that, of course, the golf is of top notch, but so too are the supporting amenities.
Darren, it sounds like your kind of place, doesn't it?
Yeah, it definitely does. And I wanted to follow up on the food aspect of it. And certainly that's no surprise. I remember we did a story last year for Golf Getaways where we talked a little bit about Champions Retreat at this time of year. And the offerings you have are just second to none. I've seen pictures. Obviously, I haven't been there yet. Mitch is on his way there, so that's going to be great. But tell us what he can expect from a food standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we've been able to even further Seaver's legacy into a new executive chef, Jeremy Miller, who's an Augusta native, spent some time at some pretty well-known establishments, notably French Laundry in Napa or Jean George in New York. And he's come back. He's a prodigal son, if you will. So he's been able to come back to us here and with 15 years of experience, bring back to the club a little bit more of an eclectic approach to Southern cuisine. So, you know, he's no stranger, obviously, being an Augusta native, but he's also spent time in Thailand, Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Bangkok. So he has a wide breadth of knowledge and an ability to bring to table some amazing dishes. So he hasn't disappointed. In fact, that's been one of our highlights since his tenure started with us here at the club.
Since we're on the food and the accommodations, let's stick with that, the other features at Champions Retreat before. And this is kind of unusual when you've got the world-class level of golf and the 27 holes at Champions Retreat. But I know last year around Masters time, you opened my favorite name for a place to hang, the Party Barn. Kind of gives you an idea right off the bat what's going on. But there's so many ways to experience the food and the ability to have all different kinds of groups experience what Champions Retreat is about. Tell us a little bit about that side of it.
Of course. Thank you. The ability to take in food and beverage throughout your stay is it has great variety. And over the years, we've continued to really push the envelope in terms of that. So if you were to start at the top end of the spectrum, we want those who have a discerning palate to have an opportunity to come in and have a nice, well-serviced meal. So we actually have started this year in the Grill House a program that is, you know, of five-course meal. It's all going to be paired with both our wine features, special wine features, but also signature cocktails. And it's a real experience, and it's an opportunity for not only Chef Jeremy to show off what he can do on the food side, but also our certified sommelier, Doug Snyder, is our food and beverage director, for him to be able to come in and walk you through what would be a nice compliment on the beverage side. So that opportunity is available to anyone who wishes to make reservations. They can do so. Those are somewhat limited, obviously, with it being such an intimate experience. However, on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we also understand that, you know, you have to, if you've been to Augusta during Masters Week, you would know that a number of people will, you know, highly discerning people will come to town. They'll stay at perhaps hotels in different areas, and then they'll go ahead and wait in line at, you know, relatively frequented chain restaurants, and they'll wait up to an hour just to get, let's call it baseline food on accessibility standards. For us, we're trying to be the response to that. So we started what's called Tour of the South, and Tour of the South is something brand new to us. We're going to, if we can, start with highlighting the different regions in the South. So Low Country, New Orleans, Cajun and Creole, a Calabash region, Charleston Rawbar, Texas Barbecue, Florida and the Keys Caribbean, Mid-Georgia Barbecue, and of course, Southern Soul. And we're going to line our barn with action stations all the way around. You don't need to make reservations. We'd love to know you're coming, of course, but it's an opportunity for you to come in and for $125, all you can eat and all you can drink throughout the evening. So that's happening Thursday, Friday, Saturday here at the club. And then, of course, throughout the day, anyone who plays golf here at the club, we've included food and beverage to make sure that, again, if they needed to have breakfast or lunch, they wanted to have some beverages out on the golf course, all that's taken care of. It's inclusive in your tee time.
It's important to note that you know, you guys aren't all about the Masters. I mean, you are when it's Masters week or the weeks leading up to it. But like you said, just with the weather in that area, I mean, you're there year round, and people are enjoying a lot of these services. You do some special things for Masters week, but year round, you're getting this type of level of service and food and beverage and all the great things that you have going on there all the time, right?
Absolutely. I'd be remiss if in defining Champions Retreat, perhaps our listeners walked away thinking that we are just a Masters venue. Absolutely not the case. We are a private club, and we have a solid group of members, fantastic people that can experience exactly what we just walked through 365 days a year. The club is available to them. Memberships are available. Obviously, that's a different conversation, perhaps, but we are a private club, and we take great pride in delivering that experience throughout the year. Obviously, Masters Week is everyone else's opportunity to perhaps look behind the curtain just for a moment and be a member for a day and come out and have a fantastic experience while obviously complementing their tour of the tournament. So we're absolutely a private club, and in every sense of the word, we take great pride in that. It's just that one week of the year, it's an opportunity for others to see it.
Well, I'm thrilled that we're going to get the word out. Obviously, it's a little close to Masters Week this year, but for people who want to plan, because anytime anybody goes to Augusta for Masters Week, it takes a lot of planning. So hopefully next year, if that opportunity is still available, we highly suggest that you take advantage of what is an amazing, amazing treat. Let's talk just for a minute about the golf, because to me, the first time I saw this and I said, okay, you've got Gary Player, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, you've got land. There's 1,200 acres of land at Champions Retreat, but you've got land. And the first question that came to my mind was, did they arm wrestle? There's 3-9 holes. What was the process? And then I actually read about what happened. Tell us about the 1999 Masters Champions Dinner, the index cards, and how all of it came about.
Absolutely. Well, it's an amazing story. I think the first of the big three to be brought into the fold was Gary Player. And with him, he was able then to obviously invite others to, and it wasn't just anyone, you know. Of course, he invites Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer. So some pretty good company for the three of them. And at the Champions Dinner in 1999, it's, as the story goes, they drew by lot, and the name of each of the plots of land, the creek, the bluff, and the island, were written on index cards, and they drew by lot. Palmer drew first, Player second, and Nicklaus third. And what's unique is that each of those plots of land have their own story to tell. So if Palmer went first, he chose the island, and the island named such because it's flanked on one side by the Savannah River and on the other by the Little River, and then framed obviously with hardwoods and pines, the tall Georgia pines, throughout the fairways. And he has, you know, generous fairways, but he has elevated greens, so he challenges your second shot, and the greens, of course, have a little bit of artistic interpretation in them just to keep you on your toes. Player then chooses second and chooses the creek. So again, opening four holes, play through natural wetlands down below near the Uchi Creek, and then holes 6 through 9, move upland through the hardwoods. And, you know, though each of these three nines have a different story to tell, because there was such a little amount of dirt moved, it just really feels like the whole thing flows together. So as Nicholas then has the bluff nine, again, little dirt moved, but some significant topography change in variety within it. So he has a balance of holes that go left to right and right to left, which is perhaps a little atypical of his normal design. And it's, again, framed beautifully in the tall Georgia pine. So it's really cut out of the forest. Behind the gates here at the club, there are 1,200 acres. The golf course itself covers 365 of those. And there's lots of room. And with 27 holes, as you can imagine, in a private club setting, it really feels like you're out there by yourself and it's your club for the day.
How cool. Were they there at the same time? Were they designing at the same time? Were they interacting while the construction was going on?
As I understand it, that's absolutely the case. In fact, they opened in 2005, but the process started and they were all working, you know, simultaneously. And in fact, there's photo documentation of them being on property at the same time and obviously conversing back and forth. So I don't doubt there was some conversation about likenesses of the different areas and perhaps even within their design. So yes, all during the same timetable.
Cameron, tell us a little bit, you know, one of the things here at Golf Getaways that we do is public access golf we focus on. So sometimes when we talk about privates, it's a little bit out of our wheelhouse. But what we want to do always is ask, you know, the guy who's planning a trip to your neck of the woods, so to speak, you know, what are the ways that he can get in touch to try to set up a visit, even if he's not a member at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a great question. So we've already identified that Masters Week, which we define as the Sunday prior through the Monday following, is again that one window where the barrier to entry has been lowered and there's an opportunity for anyone to come in and take part in that. So you can reach us through our website, you can reach us through telephone, et cetera, and we're happy to facilitate your visit and take care of all of your needs in that regard. The other 51 weeks of the year, obviously we're a private club, so the barrier to entry is A, through membership, but I'd also tell you that there's an opportunity at Champions Retreat, as there is probably at a number of private facilities in the way of outings. So if there's an outing, an opportunity for a corporation or a group to come in on Mondays, the club is typically closed. So there's an opportunity for them to do that. But then there's also the opportunity that should they have the sponsor or the ability to connect with us and they have a need for both the barn, lodging, food and beverage, and golf, then there's a conversation to be had. But again, we really try if we can to facilitate that business through the normal course, the normal channels as described earlier.
Okay, that makes sense. Darren brought up a good point about destination golf and public golf and resort golf. And I just wanted to touch on for a second the Heritage Golf Group, which does indeed offer that aspect to it. It's a great group in the courses, Virginia, South Carolina, Georgia, Florida, and Texas, also run by the Heritage Golf Group. It's a fantastic group of people that are giving players access to wonderful courses in different parts of the country. Just talk about Heritage for a second, if you would.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Yes, Champions Retreat is within that portfolio. And then, of course, as you had mentioned, the state's represented just within the other golf courses. And I think that we're proud mostly of the fact that, you know, we have the ability to connect with golfers on a variety of different levels. So we've already talked about the private option through Champions Retreat. The Dominion Club in Richmond, Virginia has some of those same attributes. And then, of course, we have a couple of TPC properties down in Florida, Prestancia and Tampa. Not to mention some resort-style golf on Hilton Head Island, and then, of course, another private course down in Katy, Texas. So, you know, a variety of different touch points, some great golf, some, you know, Norman design. We have, obviously, the big three represented in ours, and then some real historical and traditional-style golf courses both on the island and down in Florida. So, you know, it depends on, you know, the level of golfer that you wish to be and how you wish to do so. If the listeners are travelers, you know, getting into the Heritage portfolio is one that would offer you a variety of different golf experiences in a variety of different climates, and I think that there's enough variety there to really keep you active. We also benefit greatly from all of our properties being within the TPC Passport program. So if you're not familiar with that program, TPC Passport has their own website and gives you access to a variety of these golf courses, both Heritage and a number of others, obviously the TPC portfolio included. And for those of you not familiar, get a chance to take a look at that on the online, and you'll find ways in which to experience Heritage Golf Group within it.
That's a great bit of information. I appreciate that, and I know our listeners do too. I was not myself aware of the TPC Passport program, so we're happy to pass that along. Cameron, I can't thank you enough. Darren, this has been a treat. You mentioned that I'm going to be going. I can't wait to see it and to meet you in person. And just talking to you briefly here, what a great representative of all that Augusta and the Masters and the great game represents. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Darren, anything to add?
Well, as always, we got to thank the listeners, and we've got to thank, we couldn't do it without him, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. and not saying it very well, apparently.
So you're choked up about Champions Retreat. That's clearly
right.
What's going on.
I am very sad that you are going and I am not, especially because you're going to be hanging out with our friend, PR goddess extraordinaire, Lauren Harrison, as well.
Yes, and Tori Andrews. So don't leave her out. And that's all right. I'll fill you in. I'll send you reports.
Yeah, very good. So hit us up on the Twitters at I'm at Getaways Golf. Mitch is at Mitch Lawrence. Use hashtag Talking Golf Getaways, hashtag Emergency 9, or of course our favorite hashtag Two Haggis Bags to get our attention.
And they certainly will. And of course, again, you can find Champions Retreat online, championsretreat.net. Champions Retreat on Twitter is Champs Retreat, and Instagram at champions.retreat. Thanks again to Cameron Weeb. Have a great couple of days leading up to Augusta. And all you people out there, thanks for joining us on Talking Golf Getaways. Certainly a lot of people running down their dream at Champions Retreat. Go out there and run down your own. So long.